Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be on this giant apocalyptic planet. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. Sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're Foreman Posse. And we're going to delve into a little bit of scripture. And we're going to show you what God said about these times and where they are leading us and what we can do to extricate ourselves from this trap. And yes, it is, brothers and sisters, a trap. A trap to lure us into the bondage and slavery of the Mark of the Beast system. I imagine on the 4th of July, there was a group that got together. They're probably called the Unfounding Fathers. They're going to be the authors of the Anti-Federalist Papers. They espouse that you will have no life, no liberty, and you will be pursued by an angry mob for the rest of your existence. Their motto will be one nation without God, divisible. And that's probably why we are divisible. Because we're without God most of the time. Very few people would ever even think for a moment to check with scripture and look at things and say, why is this happening? What is the great meaning and purpose? I'm just dumbfounded, really. But the Unfounding Fathers will be led by Mr. Biden in the next election, and they will try to tear apart the Union to the best of their ability and turn it into some sort of corporate biosphere where we are all enslaved, pretty much like China is. Some of the gun owners were protesting about the fact that China is a police state and that they practice slavery. Because you're not free to leave. They put you in these work camps or corporate compounds. They're like prison camps. The abuse you suffer there is horrendous. I don't know if they knew that, so I sent them some pictures of women being tortured with those electrical shock batons. One woman, her name was Gao. I remember her from years ago. Beautiful young lady. Imprisoned there. And she was tortured for 7 hours with a shock baton. Her face was a mutilated pile of flesh after that. And you just can't even imagine, like, what could anyone have done that would deserve treatment like that? Another woman whose photograph was released without a name was tortured about the breasts with the shock baton. And she got infected, and there's like no skin or flesh left anymore. That is the corporate state. These gun owners at the high end of our political sphere, some of the top lawyers, speakers, and promoters of the shooting sports, were just aghast at the fact that most of these corporations that are going after Facebook over what you can post or not are heavily invested in China and basically are run by what we used to call sweatshops, but are slave labor camps. So they espouse all these great ideals, but like the Unfounding Fathers, the freedom of speech just kind of evaporated into space somewhere. And we can see where they're going with that, is they want another nation, and another nation, and another nation to be flattened, prostrate, on the ground, with no life, no liberty, and angry guards torturing you for every day of your existence, as it was in the past, for the almighty dollar. That is unfortunately, the fate of the world. And it's something we do, we change, by changing the channel, coming to a station like Power Hour Nation, and hearing truths that should be self-evident, but are not. But we espouse them here and share them and give you a fighting chance to save your life, your liberty, your country, your children, a way of life, just as God intended it to be. While I was waiting for a friend of mine who was shopping in stores, because you know, you can only send in one person from a family into the COVID cauldrons that we call supermarkets. So I'm waiting with my faithful dog, and I'm thinking, asking God for a little poke. What's happening? And he answered me. He said, think. Look at where you are in front of the supermarket. What is that? That's commerce. And I already know what the end result is of the Bible, is we come to a time where there's no buying or selling without the mark of the beast. So God planted a new word in my head that I see before my eyes, but didn't really come to realize it as the stepping stone. There's no buying or selling without the mask of the beast. You are being conditioned like something in a Skinner box or like Pavlov's dogs to accept conditions to commerce. So there'll be no buying or no selling without wearing the mask. And then it hit me really hard. And we have to appreciate Daniel when he said, and I'm getting on that airplane with no mask. Because there's a man who's going to stand firm for the fact that he has God-given rights. And no airport authority or quasi or actual Gestapo is going to take that away from me. And that's the big fight we face right now. Will we get on our knees as they're conditioning us to with that other event to get down on your knees? Slaves get down on their knees. Why would we get down on our knees? Because they're conditioning us. It doesn't matter what the reason is. It's just they're training you to do it. So they may have a good reason, but it's a conditioning. So what was revealed to me from our scriptures is 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 to 12. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all the wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I don't think the unfounding fathers and mothers, because we have a couple of high goddess priestess mothers involved in that group, ever considered that for a moment. Or maybe they have, and it's just part of the witch's brew they stir to lure you into the trap through fear and panic. This is a strong delusion. I can say that with 100% confidence because I've heard many, many doctors and nurses speaking on behalf of humanity, telling us that what happened in many of the epicenters, especially New York, was an outright propaganda operation and murder. Many used the words just outright murder. Especially that one poor nurse who has a nervous breakdown practically on YouTube. She swears a lot, so it's not one I like to pass around a lot. But under the circumstances of just watching people die and die and die and die and suffer and die for really no other reason other than they went to the hospital. That has to be just gut-wrenching. Because you went there to save lives, and you watched everything the hospital staff do was to actually do things that killed you So that is murder. Dr. Kyle Sadell said that he lost 80% of his patients by intubation, and that was the wrong thing to do, that we have to relearn what we're doing. I think I'd have figured that out after one or two, and that I wouldn't keep doing the wrong thing over and over and over and over and over again. But because of this political warfare and psychological warfare, we can't use traditional tools to put out the fire of this disease, if it even exists, as they tell us. So when they got into the hydroxychloroquine, oh, no, no, that can't be used. It can't be used. It can't be used. Well, one of the other nurses said, well, why not? She got in a big fight, recorded it. She was a Florida nurse. And she went in there as like an investigative reporter. She photographed reports and looked at monitors and took pictures of them. And a lot of the people there tested negative and were still intubated. That's murder. If there's nothing wrong with you, and I know there's nothing wrong with you, and I give you a very, very intense, dangerous medical procedure that could end your life, that's murder, because you haven't got it. And the nasty part was, of course, Dr. Jensen, the state senator, saying that it was all for money, that the hospital got 13,000, I think 900 for a COVID patient and only about 4,000 for a pneumonia, and they got 39,000 to intubate somebody. So there's a giant profit motive there to diagnose people with what they don't have or use these bizarre CDC edicts, I guess, for lack of a better word, and give you the wrong treatment. One of the nurses said, like, they tied them to the beds, and they gave them the kind of drugs you'd get, like, to have surgery that knock you right out. And she said the only patient that she had that survived was a drug addict, because he was so used to taking heavy drugs, they didn't keep him knocked out for long. And he was able to pull out his tube, and that saved his life. All the other ones died. That's murder. Flat out. I can't even imagine why, you know, if there are real police, that they're not looking into this as murder. Even if you drop it down a couple of notches to manslaughter or to criminal negligence, it's a death caused by someone who has intent to profit from saying you have a disease, whether you have it or not. But this is the preparation. And I hate to say it, but the rest of it is here too. Revelation 13, 16, 17 is fulfilled. And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man may buy or sell, save he have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So a British cybersecurity company is rolling out something called the COVA Pass in 15 countries. It's a digital health passport. It will contain your COVID test history, relevant health information. And it is the objective to safely return to work or resume social interactions with up-to-date health information. Isn't that what was on the prisoner show? Remember that? What do you want? Information. Yes, that's what they want. This has all been a sham to lock you up, get you begging for release, and then as any prisoner who is released from custody, you're released with conditions. Well, these are the conditions, slave. You will wear the mask at first, and then we'll fulfill this contract with this British company. And I dare say my fellow Americans down there, it includes you. The countries include Italy, Portugal, France, India, the United States, Canada, Sweden, Spain, South Africa, Mexico, the United Arab Emirates, and the Netherlands. So this partnership, always love these partnerships with the Gestapo, is there for our well-being, I imagine. Sometimes if I ever hear anybody ever, you know, ask me, are you safe again or something like that, you almost want to smack them in the face and say, wake up. This thing, BST company, signed a deal with Digital Health Technology, Circle Pass Enterprises, CPE, to integrate VST's V-code into the biometric RFID-enabled passports that can be put into your mobile phone or with a key fob that flashes colored lights to donate if an individual has tested negative or positive. So that'd be kind of cool, you know, you got that one in your forehead, you know, it's just beep, 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 the little lights going on, that how you tested. If you didn't test right, everybody can just dive into the floor or, you know, just gun you down in the street or something like that. Awarded the Seal of Excellence by the EU. V-code, registered trademark technology, will ensure that your most sensitive personal and health information can be accessed by authorities at a distance, dispensing with that messy and potentially dangerous face-to-face encounter with police or other enforcement personnel. And that's just what Daniel was talking about, too, how he felt like a Jew trying to get on the airplane because you got that guy in a black uniform standing there with a crooked cross on his arm going, papers, papers, please. So now they can scan you at a distance because you've got that wonderful chip. I've had the benefit of reading IBM and the Holocaust. I remember talking to Joyce about that when back in the good old days. You know, it's funny that some of the books I read were on her nightstand, too, to read as well. That was one of them. And IBM, I burned many, developed a mechanical data card sorting machine called the Holorith. And if you're old enough to remember the old data cards from the early computers, they're the same thing, but this one wasn't computer, it was just a manual machine. And you'd punch holes in the card about the worth of a person. And that was the tattoo on the arm of someone going into the German version of a labor camp and death slavery. You see, now you've got computers, and these things will be digital tattoos. And you're inured to these digital tattoos because most of them come through your phone, and you love your phone. You love your phone more than your life, and you love it more than liberty because it does everything for you, whether you like it or not. And that's one of the other little bizarre equations in the thing. In Britain, they found out that your phone is secretly updated with a COVID tracker. And you have to look deep in the bowels of the programming to find it. But this new feature just popped up out of nowhere on Android and iPhone headsets. So this is probably going on all over. It's just maybe in other countries they haven't figured it out or nobody's told them yet. But that's the danger of these phones. You see, when you sign these contracts with the phone company, you just say yes. When you go on a website, you just click yes and you want to get into it. You don't read the contracts. You don't understand what's in there. But part of the phone contracts for most places, not all places, is that you agree for updates. And one of the updates, I used to laugh because it just seems the only natural one, when Elon Musk says he's going to load your consciousness into the cloud, when your phone is developed to that point, it's just going to do it because you gave blank consent. So I always say the best thing to do is smash the phones. That's what they did in the Luddite Rebellion. Smash the machines. And they can't track you and hurt you. Use the key fob for a phishing lure. Maybe that's about its only use, really. And then, you know, I dropped a set of keys in a river once, and I know the fish were going after it. Something fierce. I was just lucky there was a young boy with hip waders to spear him out with his rod for me. And this is what's coming for us. This is the Mark of the Beast system. Revelation 14, 9-11 says, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or in his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger. and he will be tormented with fire and brimstone, or maybe shock batons in China, in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast in his image, whoever receiveth the mark of the beast. That's very, very important. There is no easy way out of this. I know I emailed 35 plus churches in my area to discuss some of these matters. I didn't hear back from one of them because they're all lost in some delusion, like in Ephesians. And they cannot see the truth. But Jesus said that right at the beginning. I give them eyes, they will not see. I give them ears, they will not hear. And unlike the slave masters, we don't use shock batons to get you caught up. The biggest part of this battle is something I've said for a long time. It's Marshall McLuhan did a lot of work on communications and how we are under the control of media, whether we like it or not. And he said that Satan is the prince of the air, as described in Ephesians. Where in time past she walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's Satan. Satan is CNN. Satan is the big radio corporations. Satan is the print media. And one of the big ways out is turn off the TV, turn off the radio, except for Power Hour. Stop paying for a newspaper subscription that is trying to take away all your freedoms and turn you into a slave. That's the worst part of it, is you're paying for it. And they're giving it to you in more ways than one. Anyway, I'm George Froehling. This is Power Hour Nation. There's another part of the Bible that talks about restrainers. I think we're the restrainers to hold this tide back. So stay tuned to the other side of the break. We're here for you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And Unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour is going to be a longtime colleague of mine in media, Timothy Spearman. And you probably don't know him, and you maybe never heard about him, but he's an educator, he's an author, a screenplay writer, and there's probably one screenplay he's been working on that a lot of you would be very, very interested in, and he was working on the USS Liberty Project. So, you know, that should kind of grease the wheels a little bit in the introduction phase to say that this is a chap worth holding on to. He has to go through, you know, just horrendous Orwellian nightmares to try to teach real ideas, real history to students to get them to actually think for themselves, because that's not in the curriculum. The curriculum's in this book. That's all there is. You know, you have to read Mein Kampf to your students and nothing more. You can't add anything or take anything away. You have to program their brains, yada, yada, yada. So he's always been a counter-revolutionary about that, because that's Plato. What is, is. And no matter what you put in the curriculum, if it isn't, you can only keep it artificially inflated for so long. And then it deflates, because what is has to rise to the top eventually, like the cream. This is the way of the world. You know, it's always a day to, you know, like, always think about Joyce, especially now when, you know, she's on the commercials and things like that, that, you know, it's like I was talking to Todd off air, like, you can't know what's going on behind the scenes because it's behind the scenes and you don't know. But, you know, through many, many crises, and one that really flips to mind because this was the precursor to the coronavirus was the Ebola. You know, Joyce would be doing a show and I'd be studying and researching, looking for a magic answer that deflates what they're trying to do to us, because, you know, it was crap. And that's one thing I give her credit for. On a break, she'd check her emails, and if I had the ball, I threw it to her, and she ran with it. If she was in the NFL, she'd be the highest-scoring player that ever existed. because when she got the ball, she ran to the end zone. Boom, going through no matter how many big guys, twisting, turning, rolling, jumping, leaping. She's taken that ball to the goal line. That's what made Power Hour what it was, what it still is today, something like that. And what I found out when with Ebola, it just kind of blew. I started looking at African newspapers, the local papers where it was breaking out. The good Lord said, that's where you look. That's where you find your answer. And the big story down there was the wells being poisoned. And whoever poisoned the well and with whatever they used caused people to be sick, and it appeared like they had Ebola, and whoever had the pen and a piece of paper just said it was Ebola. Ergo, we have a pandemic growing. That was a very, very, very important piece of information that's blocked nationally, regionally, from the rest of the world to not be part of the dialogue. And once you get it out into the other part of the world, then you can see somebody selling you swampland in Florida. And guess what? You turn the tide. And it's going to be like that with this coronavirus. So one thing that I was just talking out of the blue to people from Eastern Europe, like, you know, the Serbia, old Yugoslavia, and all the other little countries around there, because they're gutsy people. They're Christian, adamantly Christian. And they don't take too much crap from government because they've been down the road of many, many wars and battles, the likes of which I don't think many of us could even dare to fight. And I just said, you know, my grandfather came from Serbia on my father's side. They called them the Volksdeutsch, the Germans in Serbia. And his family saw the wonderful police state that he was fortunate enough to leave from before it started. And he lost his sisters in World War II, that they were taken by the Germans and taken to some god-awful labor camp and killed. I don't know who they were. That's way before my time. And I guess if they got married, they'd have new last names, so I wouldn't even be able to figure out where they were by looking up the last name. But that's the state of affair. And I was almost saying, I wish I knew Serbian, that I could go back there and be with people who are Christian and tough. So another fellow came by. Everywhere over there is compulsory military service. This guy comes in. He's not wearing a mask. And I'm thanking him. I'm glad you're not wearing a mask, because I don't wear one. And, you know, you can tell who your friends are quickly now. So he says, I was in the military. I know what you need to have a mask to protect yourself from a virus. It's a military-grade mask. Way, way, way more severe than anything they're going to use in the hospitals, unless you've got like a class 4 biolab suit. So this is all crap. None of these masks can stop it. It says on the box, it's for bacteria, it's not for viruses, so they don't work anyway. It's like wearing tissue paper for body armor. Well, because we told you to. It doesn't stop bullets. So what? Go into battle and wear this tissue paper for a bulletproof vest. And then, you know, you're looking at the person who told you that, wondering if the wheels are turning inside their head. And then when you say, no, I think it's Kevlar that'll stop a bullet, that's a conspiracy theory because we told you it's tissue paper. Oh. And even worse is the cloth mask. What are you going to stop with that? Bacteria is even going to go through those, but that's okay, just that you wear one. And when I looked at the medical order from a local medical officer of health in my area, you didn't have to wear a mask to go to school. You didn't have to wear a mask to go to a big venue, like some kind of you know, municipal center of one sort or another, and you didn't have to wear them to go to church. The only places you had to wear them was to do commerce, to go places like the supermarket or any store where money is going to change. And that reinforced my belief that this is the mask of the beast on the way to the mark of the beast. So in Belgrade, I found on the CBC, and I got really excited about that, the Serb parliament was stormed because people are sick and tired of these curfews. It's an abrogation of their rights. What was worse was what I saw in Australia, where they got people locked up. See, what they've done is just brilliant. Instead of taking you off to a FEMA camp, which would probably get you all upset and resist, is they turn their apartment buildings into FEMA camps. So they surround them with police. Nobody can even leave the building for any circumstances because it's a tight squeeze to get in the elevator. Oh, too bad there weren't some Serbs there. So then they say, well, you know, the Serbian people are into anti-5G conspiracy theories. They're not conspiracy theories. That's as soon as you hear that word, you know you got them by the throat. It's called deductive reasoning. They have to artificially inflate what is, which means it isn't. And we have to stand firm in our beliefs, because ultimately, even if you're a raving lunatic and you're wrong, it is your constitutional, God-given right. And nobody should be able to take that away from you, because what we're entering when that happens is the law of the jungle. Might makes right. The only reason you're under quarantine is because we got 50 cops outside and they'll gun you down if you try to leave. That ain't freedom. And then Australia has the nerve, in a way, to break their extradition treaty with Hong Kong. Ain't a whole lot of difference. It's just different control freaks, different issues. World's largest dam in danger of collapse amid historic floods. 400 million people at risk. There's been a big flood alert for the Three Gorges Dam in China. And they're experiencing torrential rains, the worst flooding in 70 years. And if that puppy goes, it's going to hurt. And there's a lot of concern, though, that when they built it, there were a lot of those typical shortcuts in China, like maybe bad engineering, bad cement. But you can't escape the horrors that you make and bring upon the world. They come back and haunt you. And this is one that may do it. I've heard the same thing about Hoover Dam. There's people that say Hoover Dam's in bad shape and that it could go as well. Well, that wouldn't surprise me in the slightest, because this greed for money knows no bounds. 200,000 seafarers fear there's no plan to get them off the ships. So this is the other part of the story, is that we can just turn people's lives upside down, leave them stranded, expose them to harm because of what's most likely an imaginary disease. That they just changed words on a piece of paper and called other diseases COVID. Of course, one of the other ones, since we're in a more enlightened society, a lot of them are women and many of them are pregnant. But it's okay that they're abandoned as long as we manifest the fear somewhere else. Another one I heard on the BBC this morning that just, you know, more people have died of starvation. I said this from the outset. But in places where there is hunger, Sudan, Yemen, Syria, more people have died from starvation than of this disease because the food network's gone down. But that's okay. As long as you don't die of COVID. Thanks. Thanks a lot. When there's a grand delusion going around, it really hurts. Seoul mayor missing, his phone turned off, smart man, and a search is underway. There's sexual harassment allegations, and whether those are true or not can be up in the air, because usually that's one of the ways they use to take people out of positions. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Maybe he's bugged out, maybe he's left town, or maybe he's gone to Epstein Island for a vacation. But these political people I trust for nothing. Serbia protests meet violent response in Europe's first major virus unrest. This is another article talking about the country. And that's one thing I must say. All these leaders are taking severe liberties with our freedoms. And it doesn't matter how much damage they do, how many people they put out of work, how many homes disappear from private ownership, how many businesses close. They don't care. They have to do this. And I have to wonder why. Why do you have to be so bizarre about this? Why do you have to take it to the nth degree? As I believe it is, the mark of the beast system coming in. And Satan's well-positioned agents are all over. And we just have to say, no. Or nuts, as General McAuliffe said, in the Battle of Bastogne in World War II when the Germans asked for his surrender. Nuts. That's my answer to these turkeys. Because you have to live in slavery to understand what it means. It's not a word, just that someone says a word. When you're tormented, as the Bible said, when you go to these Chinese work camps or any other place like that, it's like a daily, everyday thing. Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian author, said if he would have known what was waiting for him when he was captured and sent to the gulag in the Stalin days, he would have fought with everything he had, because it would be better to die than to live that existence. And by resisting to that degree, maybe get a little tired after a while of coming to get you, because you're going to take casualties for that. If the Jews resisted, and even if you got the legendary 6 million, but they took out 1 million German soldiers in the process, the war might have ended a whole lot sooner. They fought like hell in the Polish ghettos. If you're not familiar with that story, you know, you look up a documentary or watch the movie that was made about that, or read the book about, you know, these people had like next to nothing, and they had to take on the German army. And they did. And it was brutal. And when you were caught, you know, the Germans got you to talk, they burned your feet with blowtorches. Isn't it better to fight, just die in battle, than to be captured? Because once you're in it, you're not getting out of it. And we've led such a sheltered life that we don't understand what the dynamics are of evil. Why one of the world's top disease experts says Australia should abandon hard lockdowns and embrace herd immunity. So I would tend to agree with that, because I don't think there's any way, if this exists, I don't think there's any way we can get away with it. So all you can do is, okay, say it's not happening today or next month or a year from now. Either we have to live in isolated little boy in the plastic bubble boxes forever, or sooner or later, we're going to have to embrace herd immunity and see what happens. And this Oxford professor, Sunitra Gupta, says Sweden, the Scandinavian country, has done quite well despite the 5,300 fatalities. And if they're lying about what you're dying of, CDC said their definition of a COVID case is somebody walks by you with it. That means you got it. Eh? There's an old saying in, you know, the Islamic slang, you know, 1,000 throats can be cut in one night by a running man. There's diligence. 1,000 people could be given COVID by a running man. So all he did was run by you. Now we got 1,000 cases. But nobody's got it. But it doesn't matter. Because he ran by you, we can say you got it. So all these numbers are in error. A delusion. That's from their own website. And then if you say that somewhere, well, then their lackeys will say, well, that's a conspiracy theory. No, I went to their website. I looked at it. I read it with my own eyes. See, God gave me eyes. I turned them on. I looked at it. L.A. mayor warns of possible new stay-at-home order. See, I have to threaten you some more to get you under control, to keep you under house arrest until you accede to the conditions that we're going to give you. It's one thing if it came from a foreign army, an invader. Well, in a way it does. It's the technotronic thing, I believe. The Silicon Life is ultimately taking over. The singularity is coming to pass. We just aren't allowed to see Satan as he appears. But we're leaving the end of the biblical age, the age of flesh and blood, and we're entering the age of chips and circuits. And I see that very, very clearly, that this is the time. It is upon us. There's no way to escape it. And the tech geeks say, you know, they're looking forward to this enslavement. So I think most of our leaders, through fear of the advances in technology, have succumbed to it and realized that in their weakened state of minds, they don't know how to say nuts. Well, because they're nuts. America wasn't founded by weak-kneed idiots. They were people who were very, very strong, very, very resourceful, and very intelligent. That's the only way to keep it, is you got to have that courage to just say no and stand up for what you believe in. If I'm in a place where, you know, I'm stuck to wear a mask, I wrote on mine, no buying or selling without the mask of the beast 666, just to get the message across or just to tell people that. You know, there was a young lady delivering something at work, and she's on one of those, you know, iPhone, spy phone runs. And she was having trouble breathing. She's young, she's fit. So I told her, you know, like, the mask cuts off your oxygen. That's why you got to pull it off your face. Then I told her about, yes, are you familiar with 666 and the mark of the beast? This is the mask of the beast. You're being conditioned for that. So for the 2 minutes I talked to her, they're already calling her on the phone to say, why is it taking you two more minutes to do this call? Big Brother's watching, listening, hearing. But at least she left with some knowledge. And I said, one of the other big things you can do about that, because how this oxygen thing works, fresh air is about 20.9% oxygen. We're generally recognized as safe in most areas is 19.5%. The mask cuts it down to about 17, as low as 17, 17.5, 17.9, depending on what you got. And you could put in an occupational health and safety complaint because you're not getting enough oxygen. Long-term exposure from less oxygen can cause brain damage. Permanent, irreversible. So it's a health and safety issue. And that might be one of your ways to fight back. Seven Antifa rioters charged with federal crimes after a weekend of violent unrest in Portland. Well, isn't that wonderful? Only three of those sentenced were actually from Portland. The others were from other places in Oregon. But these people are the counter-revolutionaries who are there to work for the unfounding fathers, to have a revolution, to take the republic away from the people and turn it into some type of corporatist police state. There is no freedom in anything they're doing. It's a freedom of the mob. And I don't think anybody would have wanted to spend more than 2 minutes in any of these free zones they created, just like the ones in Europe, no-go zones. Because it's just total anarchy. And the only thing that's going to rule is the crime boss, the mob boss, in the most archaic form of government that you could ever imagine. Tyranny. Anti-mask shoppers at Costco and Target throw tantrums and tear down mask displays, revealing a growing crisis for retail workers. Good for them. You know, there's times you got to do that. And just say enough's enough. We're not going to do this anymore. You see, we are not the slaves of government, although they think we are. If we're free people, the government is ours. I love that woman who used to be calling in a power hour back in the good old days. And, you know, she'd always say, they're the maids and servants, our government. There's a contractual relationship through the Constitution that we have representative government. And they only have power when they obey the Constitution. That's the contract. When you violate the contract's null and void, and they can't tell you what to do anymore. The only way they can do it is through the application of force to threaten to gun you down. Hardly any freedom of that. That's the way China works. Idaho hasn't stopped shaking since March 31st. Geologists puzzled. I remember reading about things like that in the Bible, too. Many disturbances, like earthquakes in diverse places. So this is all part of that fulfillment of time. Musk says Tesla close to developing the fully autonomous car. Well, I don't like driving as much as I used to when I was younger. Maybe I notice more nut bars now. But that's freedom. And having an autonomous car is taking away your freedom. If you're blind, if you're sick, disabled, or if you just can't drive, then that's a good thing perhaps for you so that you can have an element of freedom. But to take that freedom away from everyone else who is able is not acceptable. And I think that's where they're going with that autonomous car. And even if they don't have it fully autonomous, they'll put chips in it to restrict the own. Operation Warp Speed gives $1.6 billion in taxpayer funding to Novavax for coronavirus vaccine. Yeah, there's no end in sight for the money that's going to go. They never isolated COVID to the appropriate standards to even make up a vaccine, in my opinion. And the whole purpose of this vaccine, it's not even right to call it a vaccine, this injection will be to put all kinds of evil things in our body to destroy our DNA or to make us unhealthy. And I can't wait to see the first people who take it squirming on the ground, and I'll try not to laugh too hard. Going, yeah, took the vaccine, eh? I think they called that in slang doing the funky chicken. I guess they'll have to intubate you in the hospital. Too bad. Boosting selenium levels helps reduce premature death risk. Well, that's very important because all the vitamins and minerals are the things that God gave you to have a healthy body and live a long time. I was reading stuff on fasting, too. There's a radical doctor at work, and he's retired, and he knows all kinds of stuff. Martial arts expert. You know, probably was in the military or something if I asked. But he knows all about these things, and I love talking to him about it. And fasting was one of the best things. Your body turns on a switch, kills the dead cells, and gives you new stem cells. It's in the Bible. It only takes 3 days. Isn't that amazing? God is great. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll see you on the other side of the break with Timothy Spearman. Glad you came out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.